Yeah, let's go ahead and call the meeting to order, and we'll call roll. Art Stevenson?
Here.
Jerry Stevenson?
Here.
Jerry Birch?
Here.
Steve Gordon?
Here.
Steve Jackson? Okay, and I'm here as well. Eric, I know you're here. Anybody else in the agency?
Yeah, it's right. It's just me, Randy.
Okay. I hear some background noise. I'm not sure what that's from. Do other people hear that?
Yeah, it's really weird.
Randy? Yep.
Randy. That's a compressor. I can't get my phone off mute right now, so if you want me to hang up, call back in.
Sure.
If I get a possibility of calling back in, but I'm doing my vending right now, and I can't get this dang phone on mute right now. I don't know why, but it won't. So it's your pleasure.
We'll go ahead and call the rest of the roll. It didn't sound like a compressor, but it may be. It sounds like a bunch of feedback.
It sounds like feedback.
Yeah. Lynn Jane? Kathy Dominique? Dar McKenzie? Carol Kenny?
I'm here.
Carol, welcome. Do we have Gordon Smith? Harold Young? Wanda Miranda? Do we have Celine Brown? Okay. Any other anybody that I could call on?
There's so much feedback, yeah. If there is anybody on the public call?
I'm going to call. Any other manager?
Sure, Hoff, it's Char.
Hi, Char. Welcome.
Thanks.
Tessa Brown, Salvador Cosma. What if we all hang up and try and call back in? This is really hard to...
No, hey, I'm going to hang up. It'll probably go away.
Okay, bud. So is there any members of the public?
Yep, Vance Hoddle with the Compass Group. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Van. Welcome. Anybody else? Okay. Yeah, Art might have been getting some feedback. He might have been in a building that he was servicing or something like that. So let's go ahead and go into public comments. Is there any public comment at all? Okay. No public comment? Okay. Let me pull this agenda up here. As you know, we are calling this meeting as a follow-up to our discussions last weekend and as a follow-up to the Oregon BEP draft or the rule project. And so BEP rules is the number three item. If there's no public comment, I'll call one more time. Any public comment?
Okay. I don't really have anything, no.
Okay. So, BEP rules, I'm going to try and recap this as I recall it. So, you know, a few months ago, we knew that we had to create rules around House Bill 3253. And is that Steve? Steve Jackson?
Gordo.
Oh, Gordo, welcome. Okay. So anyway, we had to build rules around House Bill 3253, and as you recall, initially we were requesting as support for the vendors, Ms. Susan Gatchel, and that was denied by the agency based on, I believe, a perceived conflict. And so knowing we had to move forward with the rules, we did agree to have Terry Smith come in and facilitate the rule product, what they call the rule summit, and going forward from there, while we did make some headway, there were still a lot of outstanding issues and items of concern that we wanted to address. Also, Terry did provide some feedback that, as I recall, was not built into the rules draft that was sent to the commission for their approval, having that draft go on to RSA and having that draft go on to the Secretary of State's office. So I know the managers, several managers, had requested that we get more clarity on these rules and get some review of the rule project. So a group of managers put together some funds and they reached out to Susan. Susan did a review on the rules and identified some of the same similar concerns that Terry had identified, but he actually found some others as well. So I know there has been some disconnection with the agency's position on these rules and the elected committee and managers on these rules, so we're trying to work together and move forward on these rules. Following that up, what I will share with you is that there was a lot of managers that weren't happy with what the agency, what they believed the agency was doing, and that was basically trying to steamroll the process and putting language into the rules that we don't believe is compliant with the federal act and or in, a good effort, a friendly effort, and a benefit of the licensed blind vendors relative to some items. So what we also did moving forward is I reached out to... Hey, Steve, thank you. But I reached out to Oregon licensed attorney Ronnie Hurd. Ronnie actually worked on the Bird case. He worked at the time for Roger Harris. He's very knowledgeable relative to the Randall Shepard Vending Stand Act and the Oregon Business Enterprise Program, as he did most of the research, put together the positions for that matter. So we reached out to Ronnie because Ronnie's very well aware of the agency's shortcomings over the years as it relates to administering this program and the rule process and active participation and so forth and so on. So I, on my own accord, reached out to Ronnie and asked him if he would help build a what we identified this morning as the Oregon BEP draft rule project, asked Ronnie if he would weigh in on that. So what I can tell you at this point is the project that you received today, and again, I'm sorry for it just coming out this morning, but that's kind of where we are with this. What you see there is Susan Gatchel's recommendations incorporated into the draft rules that the agency sent along to RSA. So you'll see those, and you'll see some other revised recommendations that were items of concern over the last month and a half or 2 months going forward that were brought forward by manager and, I believe, through the summit. And so with that said, Ronnie is still working on a position and still fine-tuning the, I believe, the legal support and legal argument around why the items in, the draft rules that the agency submitted aren't necessarily compliant with what we believe are the federal act and the intent of the legislation. And so I believe that that work will be done, and that work, I believe, will become part of the record going forward. I know Eric has his meeting, or Eric is heading up the public meeting that will be held on Monday, and I believe that is when the last public comment can be made. So pretty positive that the project that Ron is working on will be submitted as part of the rules record. But at this point in time, what I would hope and encourage is that the elected committee can support at least at this point support the draft CEP Oregon rule project that was sent out today to everybody, and show that that is our supported position. I don't believe it's the end of our active participation moving forward, but this will identify and codify and solidify that we are taking the position that this is the basic grounds for what we want the rules to become. And so that's why we're here today. You know, it might not be a final, finished, fine-tuned product, but again, it does encompass a lot of what we were hoping to get, and I believe that it still, if we take an action on it today, which I encourage we do, it still will not limit us from being able to move forward through active participation and continue to fine-tune the product. That's what my position is on that. I wanted to bring that forward to the board for your thoughts and discussions. Okay.
This is Derek.
Yeah, Derek?
Yeah, I haven't really had a chance to go through the whole document. It's kind of hard for me to navigate through the highlighted stuff. But I think it's a great move forward. I do want to, you know, I do have a couple of things that I'd like to discuss. I guess I could put it down in writing and send it to you and let you see what your thoughts are. But as far as continuing forward, I don't know if this is actually the kind of venue that we should do that in. If we're going to actively participate, and we need to set a time where we can have another summit meeting, so that, you know, we can discuss the changes and get Eric's feedback and the commission's feedback and try and get these things hammered out. I mean, because doing it in one of these meetings, we just don't have the time. But
sure. Well, and I guess, and we can hear from Eric too, and maybe we can schedule a meeting. I know the agency, I guess my concern is Derek, is that the agency, unless we put something forward that we support, I believe the agency will simply try and utilize their ultimate authority, and based on a timeline requirement, they might be successful in at least initially doing that. And I haven't seen anything from the agency administration that leads me otherwise, and I know that we've been kind of hung out that, oh gosh, you guys aren't wanting to talk about it, you're not taking a position on it, so I'm pretty sure all that will be against us. So,
Jerry,
I know the project and the product is not fine-tuned, but I believe if we could at least take a vote of support on this project at this point in time, pending further participation, that may be a good option, you know. Go ahead, Jerry.
Were you done, Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay. I have read it twice, and I believe it's kind of sews up or straightens out or one of the issues I had in the previous one that kind of gives it back a little bit. It's not as far as the policing part and the it's more like it's our program, and it I think straightens the few parts out that I have. I know it's not the perfect one, but I agree with Randy that it's pretty well based off of Suzanne's and Terry's feedback, and I believe it's very true that we heard nothing about, except we're on a time limit, and we've even wondered about can we get it extended, but I believe it's getting close, and this is this I believe is one that I would support as at least our bring back from theirs that clears up the issues, and it actually makes it more Randolph Shepherd friendly, more federal friendly, and so I don't know for the rest of you who haven't read it, but I for one read these stuff, and I recommend that we vote on this and pass this as our draft from their draft. Thanks.
Yeah, and thank you, Jerry. And I think if we at least show some support behind it, it doesn't mean it's the final product. I don't think it's the final product. You know, there may be items in this that the agency certainly has issue with, and there's still other items within the draft that we need to address because of the time constraints and the lack of resources that we've been allowed to have. It's been we're trying to make the best of a kind of a, you know, what I would contend a bad situation. So just under, and I you know, I hear what you're saying, Derek, and maybe, you know, let's have some more discussion around it, but maybe we could hold another meeting you know, like Monday morning, but is there any other comment on that?
Linda Hasen.
Ready? Linda, go ahead.
Ready?
Yes. Hello?
Randy, this is Art.
Hey, Art.
Okay, I back off. If you guys get a lot of feedback, I'll have to get back off. But this is a draft. OCB has not entered into good faith negotiations with us. And so I believe that we should put this forward as a draft to start negotiations, because actually we didn't go back and forth on any of the changed language that Eric turned into the AG's office, leaving stuff out. And so I would make a motion that this be our proposed draft and a start for good faith negotiations.
Okay. So a motion's been made. Do we have a second?
I second it.
Steve Gordon has seconded. Okay, discussion or comment?
Linda Hasen.
Linda, go ahead.
I just want to make you guys aware, based off the administrative rulemaking process training that I attended back in October of 2014, I'm hearing a lot of concern with the timeline, and what I can tell you is that there is a little known Oregon revised statute that does allow a person to request in extension of 20 days that would extend the rulemaking for you guys to actually be able to have what I'm hearing the time you need to try and put together the rest of the product, hopefully with the agency, through good faith active participation, to come up with the product you need. So if need be, I'm not averse to being the one to file for that 20-day extension if you guys aren't able to come up with what you need in the time that you're in. So I just want to make you guys aware of that, that I can do that. I believe it's something that the agency must honor.
Thank you, Linda. Any other discussion around that?
Hey, Randy.
Yes, Art.
I do know that as long as we're in negotiations, RSA has said they will give some feedback on some stuff, but they definitely aren't going to give their blessings of the rules until the good faith negotiations are, you know, we got some final language. And obviously, the elected committee is not going to vote to support this unless, you know, some of the language is changed to become in compliance with the state statutes, the federal statutes, I mean the federal rules. And so I think this is what we should do. We should say this is our draft of good faith negotiation and see what the agency says about it. And by no means do I believe the elected getting this its stamp of approval. In fact, there are a couple issues that we still need to probably work on, but given the fact that OCB put us in the situation where we didn't have a legal expert, you know, guiding us and stuff, that they created this situation and not us. So on that, I'd like to call the question and let's vote on this thing before you guys get
okay.
too much feedback and have a chance to vote.
So a motion's been made, a second, and ample discussion. I'll call for a roll call vote, yea or nay, or Stevenson.
Yay.
Or Derek Stevenson?
No, I still had some things to say. I don't know why we were kind of rushing to get to the vote at this point.
Go ahead and say it, Derek.
Okay. Well, one of my big problems, I'll just throw this out, is, well, they call it progressive discipline. I call it code of conduct. There's serious problems with it. It's pretty nonspecific, and the way it's written right now, it's ridiculous. I don't think the word conduct should even be used. I think the word compliance should take the place of conduct. So it would be performance and compliance, and it should be based on what our rules say, what the laws say that we must do. They can't just come in and say, hey, you know, you said this to what's her name, and so we're writing you up. And then the next thing, you turn around, you say, someone else says, well, you said something, and pretty soon you got three strikes against you, and you're out of the program. And not based because of poor performance, not based because you violated any rules or anything, just, you know, it, the way I would just soon get rid of the whole thing, but if we're going to have it, we need to make it specific, and it needs to be detailed on what performance is going to, what the performance things are going to be based on, and what the compliance. So those are the type of things that I still think we need to discuss, and if we're going to continue to change things, and this is not going to actually be the final draft, then I'll probably say yay.
Okay.
For
yeah, thank you, Derek. Jerry Bird?
Yes.
Steve Jackson? Steve Gordon?
Yes.
Steve Jackson? And I vote yes as well. Steve, you might be on mute.
Yes,
okay, so the motion passes. We'll go ahead and move on to, thank you. Go ahead and move on to, I believe, other business. Is there any other business? Eric, do you have any comments? You know, you feel free, and I know you probably know this because you sit on other public boards, but feel free when discussion is asked to weigh in if you so choose to, you know. So,
hey, Randy.
Any, yes.
This is our. Yeah. Because I'm in the van here and I'm still going home, and I apologize for that. We had some doctor's appointments today that we had to do with my son before we could go to Portland. So I apologize to everybody for that. But I do have other business, Randy, but I don't want to discuss it right now because of where I'm at. So I do believe that we probably should let OCB react to what we just did. And of course we can call a meeting like you said, whenever they want to either talk or submit us some some comments on it. I was disappointed, and then so we're gonna have another meeting here in the next week or so to address what's going on, and so I will save that other business until then.
Okay, thank you, and thanks for joining in, Art. I know it was tough for you today. Any other business?
Hey, Randy.
Gary.
Sorry.
Gary, go ahead.
Hey, so just so I understand correctly, so on this document you sent me, there's highlighted portions, there's things in different colors. I was trying to find the scheme of what was changed and what wasn't. Was there a process you used when you were editing it to?
Yeah, actually, that's what we're trying to get. That's what hopefully the next document you get will clearly identify that. The highlighted areas, I believe none of that was changed. I believe that was original, and I believe that came highlighted from
us.
Your document.
Okay. All right. That makes sense then.
Okay.
So the version that Ronnie Hurd's working on, is that going to be the new? Is that going to be the elected committee's new position that you guys are going to adopt, or what's that?
Well, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it yet, and I don't know. I can't speak on behalf of the board, but obviously, you heard there's still concerns. I think the draft that was sent to you today gets us going on some of the major things. It gives you our position on some of those major things. But like Derek had mentioned, there's still concerns. And so I don't know.
Hey, Randy.
Okay.
Randy?
Yeah.
I might want to say also that, OCB never really came back after Terry Smith made proposals which we felt we agreed with, and they actually never commented on that stuff, especially the definition of compliance and preference, and also there was never a response from OCB on the active participation definition, I know Eric said the other day when we were at in-service that there's a definition in the law itself which of course we disagree with, and there's completely nothing wrong with making the definition, the Tennessee version definition, and I believe that's what we incorporated in the draft that you sent, Eric. And so, there are some things that OCB could respond to us on, the Terry Smith stuff, the Susan Gashwell stuff, with some proposed language. And in my opinion, if OCB is unwilling to go there, then, with either a counter proposal or a yay or nay, and why, it's really hard to do negotiations. So anyways, yeah. On that,
Art, let me say something before you get off the line. I was told by somebody that, look at, there's really two documents right now. There's OCB's document that is going through the official rulemaking process, and there's our document, most recent document, that still we're hearing needs some work, but addresses some of the major concerns. So the agency, I believe, will continue to move forward and try and force these rules that they have through the process without much change. I hope I'm wrong, but so just consider that. I mean, we do have to. I think today was a good step. We took our official position at this point in supporting the draft, but not closing the door on future participation with that. So just, you know, just let's all consider that.
No, and I agree, and hopefully Eric's had a conversation with Jesse, you know, as long as we feel that, you know, the document isn't done and stuff like that, and there's still controversy, it's really hard for them to weigh in on the rules that they sent in. And I, you know, obviously they've seen the Susan Gashwell evaluation, and they've seen the Terry Smith documents, and so hopefully there'll be good faith negotiations. So anyways, Randy, I'm going to jump off of here, and I hope
1 minute.
OCB, well,
1 minute, Art.
Okay.
Could I have the floor, please?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to make a motion that we take Linda Haseman up on her suggestion that we seek for a 20-day extension. I think that's something we ought to get taken care of now, so that we don't have to like stress about it later. So I would like to make that motion.
Okay. Motion has been made. Do we have a second?
I second that, Randy. Good,
okay,
good job there, Derek.
Any discussion around that? Hearing no discussion around that, I'll take a roll call vote. Yay or nay, Art Stevenson?
Yay.
Derek Stevenson?
Yay.
Jerry Bird?
Yay.
Steve Jackson?
Yes.
Steve Gordon?
Hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Steve Gordon?
Yes.
And I would concur, yes. So, okay. So, any other business? Okay. Hey, Eric, do you know when the report on the Fiscal Impact Advisory Committee will be ready? Any idea around that?
I don't, Randy. We're trying to get it transcribed and get it analyzed, so I don't have a firm date for you right this second.
Okay. Well, I don't think I have anything else. Do you guys have anything else before we adjourn the meeting?
Hey, yeah, now I got a question. Eric, is Gretchen's the one that's doing the analyzing of it?
Yeah, I'm talking to Gretchen about it, yes.
Okay.
Terry Burr.
Sorry, go ahead, Art.
As part of active participation, I'd like to make a motion I would like to make a motion that OCB also seek input from the Oregon State Legislative Council on this matter.
Okay, so a motion is made. Do we have a second on it?
Steve Jackson.
Do we have a second on it?
Steve Jackson just seconded it.
Okay, so any discussion around that?
Randy? Of course, that encourages the agency not to, in my opinion, the agency not just to rely on the AG's office, but actually legislative counsel for the state of Oregon, get their take on the fiscal impact committee's input. So obviously, now we've put our two cents worth in on that, and hopefully OCB will, follow our words of wisdom and make sure the only thing, that they're dotting their I's and crossing their T's, and actually getting some information in order to make a good decision.
Okay.
Randy.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, since we're discussing this, I would like to make a concern I observed at our in-service. It was just before the FICA, or the fiscal impact was going to meet. I happened to go out the main door, and there was the AG Gretchen and Carla and a few other managers, a few other peeps all huddled around in a discussion. And when I stopped, kind of took my stop, Gretchen made a comment, "Hi, Jerry." So I wondered why he was standing there. But what concerns me is why we had Carla McQuillan, who was on this committee, why was she holding up with the AG? And I even concerned that she has these, I don't know, it matters where you sit, but she sat right next to her. So I was a little concerned if the AG being neutral or it just was an observation that I wanted to bring out. The concern.
Okay. Any other discussion? Yeah. I do want to say, I know that there's a motion and a second, and I do want to say, honestly, I think Eric did a good job at running the meeting in that sort of venue, but I also shared concerns and some comments that were made during the meeting, not necessarily felt like more of an attack against the program and the managers than necessarily about a fiscal advisory committee. So I will share with those on the line. I know not everybody's on the line, but just you guys know you can be proud that you are business persons, contrary to what you've heard, because even the agency denoted in their fiscal that we are licensed blind vendors and small business owners. So I don't know where that came from. But anyway, so the motion and the second's been made. I'll go a roll call vote. Yay or nay, Art Stevenson?
Yay.
Derek Stevenson.
Yay.
Jerry Bird.
Yay.
Steve Jackson.
Yes.
Steve Gordon.
Yay.
And I'll vote yay as well. I will say before we go off the meeting, there's also some other ways. Bottom line, what I said is what I believe, and that's we would be so much more appreciative of, not having to be at odds with the agency. So again, if we are, because we don't feel our voice is being listened to, then we have to take measures to address that, right? So the rules are serious, important piece of this program, so we can't let down our guard relative to the rules. We have to take all measures to make sure that they get done properly. But there are ways, there are other avenues. I know Linda Haysman had mentioned earlier, which it was a motionable item, that a request can be made to extend that. There's some other avenues as well. Hopefully we won't have to take those. Hopefully the administration of the agency, specifically Executive Director Johnson and the commissioners, the Board of Commissioners, will come to the table in what I believe is a more friendly manner, and we can get these rules done properly. So I hope that happens, but if there's nothing else, we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting, let everybody get back to their lives. Is there anything else? Eric, do you have anything?
I don't, Randy. Have a good night, everybody.
Okay. Yep, good night. Let's adjourn the meeting. Okay.